even when we were still children, we knew that this wasn't right. There was something not right about it. It didn't ring true, but we just couldn't put our finger on it. It was when our father said to us, "Don't do as I do, do as I say." And we thought to ourselves, that doesn't feel right. It doesn't sound right. And we looked at each other. Don't do as I do, but do as I say. And as adults now we know what was wrong with it. What was wrong with it is that somebody who says one thing and does another is a hypocrite. And the word hypocrite comes from the Greek vocabulary, and it means somebody who wears a mask, who is a fake, somebody who is not as they appear. So that they say one thing and they do another. They do one thing and they say another. And what you see is not the real thing. You're not getting what you see. I think I've told you before about a Boys Brigade camp one year when the cook had a large tin, that size, catering size tin of bachelor's peas. And he opened the tin to serve them to the boys, poured out the contents and discovered that it was just all green water. There were no peas in it. And the boys wrote to bachelors and said, "Mr. Bachelor, your pea shooter is firing blanks." And the reason they did that was because we weren't getting what we saw. What we saw on the tin was not what was inside the tin. They were two different things. One of the words that is used a lot nowadays is the word integrity. Now, if you remember from your maths day, the word integer, because that's where the word integrity comes from. An integer is a number that is complete, that is whole. So a number with a fraction or a number with something after the decimal point would not be an integer. An integer is just a whole thing as a complete, and that's where our word integrity is. So that a man or a woman who has integrity is a man or a woman who is whole, complete. There's not one thing one day and another thing another day. The man who has integrity is the man who is the same at home as he is at his work. The woman who has integrity is the woman who is the same among her neighbours as she is in church. There are not two different people here. There's just a complete, a whole. That's what integrity means. So that what you say, you do. And what people see in you, they get. Let me tell you about the word faith. This is a kind of school sermon today. You remember from your school days, in the English class, you were taught about verbs. And a verb was a doing word. Well, in the Bible, the word for faith is a verb. It's a doing word. So faith is not what you believe as much as it is what you do. It's not about what you understand. It's not about your knowledge of the Bible as much as it is how you treat folk around you. Faith is a doing word. It's a verb. When Jesus called the disciples in the beginning, he didn't call them to believe something. He called them to do something. Come and follow me. And when he left them at the end, he didn't say to them, remember to believe all I've told you. He said, remember to do. Go into all the world. Do something. It's a verb. Have you ever wondered what God thinks of you? Now, you see, our world is full of folk who have got thoughts about God. But we don't often think about, what does God think of me? Well, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, Jesus explains how God judges us. And he doesn't judge us by our holiness, by our devotion, by our saintliness. He doesn't judge us by what we understand of his nature and the word of God and the Bible. He doesn't understand us by the length of our prayers. He doesn't judge us by any of these things. He judges us by what we do. And remember that great parable that he tells of the sheep and the goats. This is the parable of judgment. And he says this, he says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was ill and in prison, you came to see me. All about doing, not about believing, not about understanding. Verbs are doing words, and faith is a doing word. But of course, we know people like that, don't we? There are many of them here this morning. There are people who couldn't stand and do what I'm doing now, who couldn't speak in public, who don't talk a very great game, who do more listening than they do talking. These are the people who listen to others and who help, who quietly go about and put their hand to what needs to be done. They'll wash a cup or set the table or scrub a floor or do a washing or get somebody's messages. They do things. And that's faith as a doing thing. Faith in action. But here's the problem with all of this. The problem with all of this is that we fail. Every one of us. We miss the mark. We stumble. We're not very good at it. And what we are in private is not always what we are in public. And what we are in public is not always what we are in private. And what we say is sometimes very different from what we do. And what we do is often not the same as what we say. So we all falter. Everyone does. The word of God says, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so what? And so today, the sacrament. For you see, there was one alone in whom word and act were always the same. There is one alone who did what he said and said what he did, who was in himself what he was to those around him. He said, I am the way, and he showed them the way. He said, I am the truth, and he told them the truth. He said, I will die in 3 days, and he did. He said, I will be raised, and he was. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he has kept that promise. He said, forgive 70 times 7, and he forgave. Your sins are forgiven. There is one alone in whom word and act come together, and who is perfect in integrity. One alone. But here's the wonderful thing, the most wondrous thing of all. That he who was all of that in himself, he was all of that for you and for me. This sacrament, this blood, this bread and this wine. Jesus takes bread and wine on the night of the Last Supper. He's speaking about his life and his death. He's speaking about all that he was. And he holds it up and he says, all of this was for you. My body broken for you. My blood shed for you. My life lived for you. My obedience given for you. My word and act was for you in your place, in your stead, because you are not able to rise to it. I have done it for you. And that, friends, is why we call him our Savior. For he has done for us what we are not able to do for ourselves, what we could never do for ourselves. We strive to do it, and rightly so, but always we fail. But we have a Savior. And all that he was, and all that he did, and all that he said, he himself said on the night of this Blessed Sacrament's institution, he said, it was for you. Do you know what this is that we are sharing in this morning? It is an act of worship. Think about it. An act of worship. And this liturgical event is called a liturgical action. And all of it was in your stead, and for you, and for me, and for us all. Thank God we have such a Savior and such a gospel, good news, to celebrate at this sacrament this morning. Amen. And thanks be to God for his word. We worship God.